KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's mostly clear and 51 degrees. We look forward to be partly to mostly sunny today, a high of 76. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you this hour by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. Officials of the Atlantic Police Department on Tuesday issued a report on arrests that took place or citations that were issued from October 23rd through November 2nd. On November 2nd, 33-year-old Tanya Duranzo of Atlantic was cited for disorderly conduct. And on Sunday, 37-year-old Zachary Frank of Atlantic was arrested for domestic abuse, assault, first offense, and obstruction of communications. Those arrested in late October include, on the 29th, 47-year-old Christopher Sedlick of Atlantic for domestic abuse, assault, first offense. On October 26th, 23-year-old Jeremy Timpson of Atlantic was arrested on a warrant out of Nebraska. On the 24th, Atlantic police arrested 19-year-old Rachel Stanley of Atlantic on Cass County warrants, charging her three counts of failure to appear on a charge of theft in the third degree. Stanley was also charged with violation of a no-contact order. Also arrested on October 24th was 32-year-old James Erickson of Atlantic. He was taken into custody on Cass County warrants for failure to appear for possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, and domestic abuse assault. In addition to those warrants, Erickson was charged with interference with official acts in violation of a no-contact order. On October 23rd, 37-year-old Crystal Namani of Atlantic was arrested on Cass County warrants for aggravated assault and theft in the third. And on October 20th, Atlantic police arrested 42-year-old Gregory Blunk of Atlantic on a Cass County warrant for simple assault. Blunk was also charged with possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, first offense. The Creston Police Department today reports three people were arrested on separate charges Tuesday, and one was arrested early this morning. Tuesday afternoon, 40-year-old Aaron Reapy of Creston was arrested at his home on two counts of theft in the second. Reapy was released from the Union County Jail on a $10,000 bond. And 36-year-old Amanda Speed Jones of Creston was arrested in the 400 block of Mulberry there for charge of violation of protection order. She was being held in the Adams County Jail while awaiting a bond hearing. Tuesday evening, 31-year-old Kenny Cunningham of Shannon City was arrested at the intersection of Taylor and Birch in Creston for driving while suspended. He was later released on a $300 bond. And just before 3 a.m. today, 34-year-old Corey Mitchell of Thayer was arrested in Creston for public intoxication. He was later released from the Union County Jail on a $300 bond. A traffic stop in Monday night in Adair County escalated into a pursuit and the eventual arrest of a man from New York. The Adair County Sheriff's Office reports the incident began at around 9:12 p.m. when an Adair County Sheriff's deputy executed a traffic stop west of Greenfield on a New York-plated vehicle for traveling 103 miles per hour in a 55 miles per hour zone. After initially stopping and talking with the driver, 19-year-old Brooklyn Leon King of Jamestown, New York, for about 7 minutes, the driver fled the traffic stop in his vehicle and a high-speed pursuit ensued. The pursuit entered the city limits of Greenfield for a brief time before the suspect driver fled northbound out of Greenfield on a gravel road. That pursuit ended after the suspect left the roadway and crashed his vehicle about 5 miles north of Greenfield. King fled on foot through a field and continued to resist arrest before being taken into custody after a deputy deployed his issued taser. 19-year-old Brooklyn King of Jamestown, New York, was charged with eluding, interference with official acts, failure to maintain control, reckless driving, nine counts of failure to obey a stop sign, and speeding 103 in a 55. The Adair County Sheriff's Office was assisted during that incident by Greenfield Police, the Iowa State Patrol, and Adair County Ambulance. The Harlan Police Department yesterday said there were three recent arrests conducted or citations issued. On Monday, 33-year-old Craig Steve Mum of Harlan was cited for driving while suspended. On October 24th, 58-year-old Kevin Todd Sparks of Harlan was arrested for unnecessary noise. And on October 22nd, 63-year-old Dale Stinn of Harlan was charged with theft in the fifth degree and improper use of registration. There were also two separate non-injury accidents investigated by Harlan police, one of which took place on October 26th, the other one on November 2nd, and you can read more about those in this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. The Mills County Sheriff's Office yesterday reported there have been five recent arrests. On Monday, 29-year-old Gregory Lincolnhoker II of Council Bluffs was arrested at the Pottawatomie County Jail on a warrant for contempt. Lincolnhoker was being held in the Mills County Jail without bond. at around 5:30 a.m. on Sunday. 22-year-old Cassandra Ada Morales of Melrose Park, Illinois, was arrested in Mills County for OWI first offense with bond set at $1,000. Saturday afternoon, 25-year-old D'Angelo Thomas Monson of Glenwood was arrested for domestic abuse assault and obstruction of communications or emergency communications. He was being held without bond at the Mills County Jail. And 40-year-old Nicholas Crowell of Omaha was arrested in Mills County for being a fugitive from justice. He was being held without bond. Friday night, 37-year-old Kevin Wells of Omaha was arrested at the Mills County Sheriff's Office on a warrant for criminal mischief in the fifth degree. Wells' bond was set at $300. The Page County Sheriff's Office yesterday released information about a single vehicle injury accident that happened 4 miles east of Shenandoah at the intersection of 190th and F Avenue at around 10:20 p.m. on Saturday. Authorities say an investigation determined 57-year-old Timothy Shuffler of Shenandoah was driving a 2004 Buick southbound on F Avenue just north of 190th when he failed to stop at the stop sign at the intersection. His car went through the intersection, out of control, and then into the south ditch where it rolled over and came to rest in a field. Shuffler suffered undisclosed injuries and was transported by Shenandoah to the Memorial Hospital in Shenandoah by Shenandoah Ambulance. A male passenger in his vehicle was checked out by EMS personnel and released at the scene. Damage to the vehicle is estimated at $3,500. Deputies cited Shuffler into court on charges of no insurance, failure to have a valid driver's license, and failure to maintain control. Page County Sheriff's Office was assisted at the scene, as mentioned by the Shenandoah Ambulance Service and the Shenandoah Fire Department. Elsewhere in the news, listed as Travel Iowa's number one Christmas destination, downtown Atlantic lights up 6 blocks with nearly 200,000 lights for this coming holiday season. Bailey Smith, Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce Executive Director, says she looks forward to Christmas in Atlantic every year. It's been a really tough, unique year for everybody, and she said she's thrilled we're able to spread a little cheer and celebrate the season. There's been some concern, she mentioned, about the community that we would not be able to provide Christmas in Atlantic. And she said, well, COVID-19 has presented challenges to our typical schedule of events. They made the best of it and are working closely with Cass County Public Health and are excited to provide modified activities for everyone to enjoy. Well, Christmas in Atlantic kicks off on Saturday, November 14th, with a holiday open house beginning at 9 a.m. That's when you can visit local businesses to get a holiday sneak peek and enjoy treats, giveaways, and special promotions. For a list of those participating businesses, go to www.atlanticiowa.com on the web. For the fourth year, the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce will be offering Atlantic Cash as a discounted price as part of their holiday promotion sponsored by First Whitney Bank and Trust. The goal is to sell $25,000. For one day only, community members can come to the chamber on Saturday, November 14th, and buy a pack of $100 in Atlantic Cash for just $80, which is a 20% discount. Community members may purchase up to 3 packs. The discounted Atlantic Cash will be available from 9 a.m. to noon on that date, November 14th. Social distancing and masks will be mandated while waiting for Atlantic Cash. The annual grand lighting ceremony, sponsored by Precision Concrete Services, Atlantic Municipal Utilities, and Dance Atlantic, will be held on November 19th at 5:30 p.m. And due to COVID-19 guidelines and regulations, you must park along Chestnut Street and remain in your vehicle at all times. Santa will ride his fire truck up Chestnut Street following the lighting and be in his cabin from 6 until 7:30 p.m. at the Atlantic City Park. Again, that is on November 19th. And the lighted parade will be held December 5th, beginning at 6 p.m. Due to the COVID guidelines and regulations, again, you must stay in your vehicle at all times. There will be no fireworks this year and candy. Promotional items will not be permitted. The route will begin on Walnut Street, travel north, and then south on Chestnut. Floats are highly encouraged to pre-register. Registration forms can be found at AtlanticIowa.com. The lighted parade is sponsored by AM Coron and Son. The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.